Welcome to the Wellness Creator Podcast, where we delve into the business side of online wellness, sharing stories, strategies, and inspiration from people like you who are building meaningful income streams on the internet. If you're in the business of helping people to live healthier, happier lives, this podcast is for you. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get notified each time we release a new episode. This just might be the most counterintuitive thing we've ever said. In this video, we're going to tell you why it's important to niche down, way down, how to choose your niche, and what will happen to your business when you do.
That's right. It is super controversial. People don't want to hear this. They just resist when we teach this. So let's get into it, Jenny. Why? Tell us first. Let's start with what is a niche? What are we talking about when we say niche?
Right. So when you have a business, let's just say you're a yoga teacher and you want to sell your yoga classes or your workshop to the people in your community, you want to make it available to everyone. You don't want to exclude anyone. I know that's a big concern that we hear a lot in our industry. You want everyone to feel welcome and cared for and held. But the problem is when you go out on the internet, you're not just serving your local community, which is kind of a niche by itself. You're going to go out to the whole big wide world, everyone who's connected to the internet, and people are not going to know how to distinguish you from anyone else. So a niche, picking a niche is choosing a specialized segment of the market to sell your products and services to. So instead of selling yoga classes for anyone, you would sell yoga classes to elementary school kids. Instead of selling Pilates to anyone, you would sell Pilates classes to postpartum moms, right? Like it's starting to be very specific about who you're serving, both as your audience, they need to be specific, and then your products or services need to be really specific to fit the needs of that audience.
Right. I think, you know, 15 years ago, you could get away with doing general yoga or fitness or Pilates online, right? But especially since the pandemic, that whole model doesn't work. When you just try to be like yoga classes, nobody hears you. It doesn't resonate with anybody. That is what YouTube is for. If I need a quick class, I can just go and watch Yoga with Adrian or whomever. But if you want to make a business, you have to be so specific. And actually, Jenny, the way you teach it is like we want like two or three levels of niching down. So it's not just like yoga for 40-year-olds. It's like yoga for 40-year-olds who are vegan and are cycling.
Yeah, like triathletes, like vegan yoga for women over 40 who are vegan triathletes would be a great niche.
Yeah, no, I
think that that's true. And I, you know what, I think about this because we teach this to our coaching clients a lot, who we also serve in addition to our software clients. And I think about how to describe this in a way that makes sense to people. So if you think about like the general store, we used to, you know, before many of us were born, towns and cities had something called a general store, which kind of like had everything, right? Like you still have some towns and some remote places that are like this. Like you get your ice cream at the same place where you would get your like sewing materials, at the same place where you would get your rain boots, at, you know, like the feed store for your chickens. Like it's all the same place. And as, you know, the population grew, just like the internet, as the internet's grown, people expect to make purchases from vendors or storefronts that are much more specialized, right? Because you don't want to just get whatever random chicken feed is at the general store. You want to go to the like organic farm animal store and pick from 200 different chicken feeds. Like you want to have that kind of level of specificity with your purchasing power. And so the internet has been the same way. Like Main Street, on the internet the internet was like a small town before a lot of people were on it. You could be like one of the yoga teachers online and you could make really good money and build a really big audience because there weren't very many choices. But now there's like lots and lots of choices. The internet is more and more crowded. So you want to be like the specialized, very exact, you know, purveyor of whatever good or service you're able to sell, so that people, like when they're looking around for who's my match, who's the best person for me to buy this packet of classes from, you are going to be the obvious choice for them, right? You're not just like the generalist. And so that just is like, generalism doesn't work on the internet pretty much at all anymore. Like for any profession, like for any kind of service or good that you're selling. So we want you to take advantage of this like niching strategy, which allows you, even though the internet is crowded with billions and millions of people, to still stand out and be the exact right fit with like big shining flashing lights for the kind of person who is your ideal client.
Yeah. And the counterintuitive part, I think, is when we teach this, a lot of our clients have such reservation because they think it's a smaller pool of people, therefore less money, right? And I'm going to leave other people out. And I just cannot emphasize that point enough, that you are going to make more money the more specific that your niche is. So your copy, your messaging, your sales page, when it speaks to someone and they're like, this is my exact problem. Oh my God. Does she ever know me? It's like she's in my brain. That's when you've got it. That's when the niche is right. You will make more money the more specific that you go. And I know there's people who are just like, no, in their brains, but this is truly specifically online, right? Online, this is what you have to do. So how do we teach finding your niche, Jenny? What do people need to do to find that if they're brand new?
So obviously you need to start with what you already know. You should have some level of expertise in serving the group of people, you know, that you want to serve. So find, like, choose the group of people. We call these quintessential clients, but choose the kind of group of people that you want to cater to and work with. And then you have some level of passion or interest in a topic or subject matter and some level of expertise. So like, it's kind of the Venn diagram of those different factors, right? You want to know it and be good at it. You want to enjoy doing it and serving those people. And then you want to have the specific group of people for whom that offering is, right? And when you get those three things correct, you've kind of found the magic, right? Like you found like a kind of a magic opportunity there to make a lot of money. Just going back to the last point, Sandy, I just want to say like the reason you make so much money when you niche way, way down, we call it deep niching, is not only because people can instantly recognize themselves in the product that you're selling or the offering that you have. But it's also because, and I want to point this out, you can charge more money for a very specific offer. Like the more specific your offering is, the more able you are to charge a higher premium for it, mostly because there's just no competition. Like you want to be the person who's selling something where there's like basically no competition. Like you are the only one out there, so you can charge a premium.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's a great point. And that when you can charge more money, you need less clients to make the amount to make your revenue goal, right? So it's just simpler all the way around. So yeah. And I think when we going back to like the choosing of the niche, I also want to say you're not locked into it forever, right? So if you want to try something and experiment with, you know, the vegan moms, that's great. And if it doesn't work, or if you can't quite, or you don't enjoy it, just know that you can always change. You're not locked into this forever and ever. This is just another decision you get to make along the path, but it is so much more better for your business revenue-wise to try niching down and then change if you need to.
Yeah. And I will also say, just going back to that exclusionary point, the concern that people have, like, I don't want to exclude anyone. You don't have to actually exclude anyone. You're just going to market a very specific offer to a specific group of people. But if someone is like from outside of that group that you're targeting with your marketing and they still want to sign up for your program, no problem. If it's a good fit, let them in. It's not like you're putting a fence around your offer and saying only these kinds of people who have this specific problem can buy this.
Right. That the outliers. You'll have the outliers, of course. And then the other thing that trips people up is like inside the program, whatever course, membership, group coaching that they're selling, they think they can only teach one thing. And like you, it's like you've got like, I always picture like a Western town and like the facade of a building. That is your niche. Like you've got the sign attracting those people, but inside you're doing all sorts of things. You're doing all sorts of things that they didn't even know that they needed, but you're attracting them by speaking specifically about whatever niche.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that's right. Yeah. So niching is kind of its own animal, and you're probably not going to get your deep niche right. As you said, Sandy, like on the first try, you're just going to have to experiment and iterate, and you will learn by serving your customers, serving your clients, your students, what really works, what doesn't, what you need to tweak. And so I think it's just also a reminder that this, like niching, just like every part of your business, it's kind of like a living, breathing entity, and it's going to change over time. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, you don't have to commit for life to serving this like one tiny segment of the market with this one segment offer.
Right. It's okay. If you believe that, that's you just procrastinate. You never make a decision because you don't want to be trapped. So
yeah,
that's right. Amazing. So now that we've convinced you that niching will make you money, you might be wondering what else you can do to improve your earning potential. We want you to watch this video right here where we walk you through 7 mistakes that online teachers make all the time that also hurts their revenue.
This podcast is brought to you by Marvelous. Marvelous helps you build and sell your own courses, coaching programs, memberships, and digital products. Go from idea to open for business in just minutes. If you're looking for a simple, beautiful, custom branded platform to build and grow your online business, you can learn more at heymarvelous.com.